It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, December 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. Earlier this week, the Town of Paonia's Board of Trustees approved a budget for 2016. The town approved increases in the water rates, personnel cuts, and planned for a major overhaul of the town's water mains. To discuss this further, KBNF's Jake Ryan sat down with Town Manager Jane Berry and trustees and Finance Committee members Ross King and Charles Stewart.
So there's the talk about the water fees during one of the workshops, the idea of lowering the water fees or maybe doing a base percentage increase. What was the final adoption?
Ultimately, there was a 28% increase in the base rates. And also, too, there was an increase in the usage rates as well. But I think what people need to understand is that the intent is to have a water study done. And we will get some expert advice as to how we should really delegate the costs of operating the system. And so the rates that we have in place now most likely will change relatively soon.
And in balancing the budget for this year, were there any major cuts that we saw?
Other than from what we talked about before and was part of the original budget narrative, that two public works labor positions were eliminated with the adoption of the 2016 budget because of our critical need to hire a licensed water operator. Again, given the complexity of our system and having backup to our one and only licensed water and sewer operator, who's also our director of public works. So we've got to have more depth with licensing, particularly in water, in the public works department. Those were the only position eliminations. We are going to be looking to promote our current police officer investigator, Neil Ferguson, will be the sergeant and officer in charge of the department effective January 1, and that's a promotion for Neil that we're very excited about. He's done an awesome job these past 6 months, and the budgets are absolutely balanced. What we've tried to do is reflect all of our costs, both the expenditure side and the revenues, right to the penny where we can. There is no fat in this budget. We're really looking to see many things accomplished, but there's not much wiggle room in some of the activities and in some of the funds. We're also looking still at doing almost $3 million of water system improvements this coming year. We've got to get out there and work on all those water mains that we keep having the breaks on. So there's a tremendous amount of water work for this coming year as well, too.
It was mentioned before how the town of Paonia is in a cash crunch, a lack of flexibility when it came to the funds that we had. Does this budget address that at all? Or will we have more wiggle room next year or than the year after that, the year after that?
The studies that we're going to be conducting in 2016 is going to give us some direction on how we structure our fees for water, sewer. And I'm not going to speculate whether our rates are going to go up or going to go down because I don't know. I do know that we needed the revenue this year to make sure that we could cover our debt service payments. But the amount of, to your term, wiggle room is yet to be seen. And as the revenues come in, it will give us some clear indication. And even the projects that we've decided to undertake for 2016, keep in mind, these systems are dynamic. They're changing all the time. And other things might come up that are a higher priority, and we're going to have to reallocate the funds to those and defer some of the other activities that we would like to get done in 2016.
I do think it's going to take some time to recover. I think the projected unallocated funds is still relatively small when you look at where we at least believe we will be at the end of 2016. There's not going to be a whole lot of unallocated cash available for the town. It'll take us a while to dig out of this.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for joining me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan talking with Paonia trustees Charles Stewart, Ross King, and town manager Jane Berry. A new health ranking is out for the state, and it's a good one. Colorado ranks as the least obese state in the nation and is number one for physical activity. Dr. Tisha Ghosh with the State Health Department says those metrics also affect other key health aspects.
What it does mean and what this report does show is that we're second lowest in diabetes prevalence and also second lowest in cardiovascular deaths, third lowest in cancer deaths. So the high levels of physical activity and low obesity are definitely translating to some better health outcomes in those related diseases.
She credits Colorado's location with its wide range of outdoor recreation available all year round and the physical Colorado culture. And now, something a little special for your Friday morning. Brenda and Tom Kelly of Grand Junction were the winning bidders in the recent auction of Joe Cocker's 1995 Jaguar this past Sunday. The car was given to KVNF by Joe's wife, Pam, shortly after his death last December. The Kellys won by just $5, making the final bid of $25,705. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot spoke with the couple earlier this week.
We started our bidding midday Sunday, which is the last day. We were the high bidder at that point until the last hour, and suddenly somebody came in and bid over us, and in the last 10 seconds, I made Tom bid a last bid, and we got the car.
Brenda and Tom have been fans of Joe Cocker for many years.
My wife was born in England. Her mother, at age 92, died 3 years ago. Her favorite all-time singer was Joe Cocker. We followed his music, and we did get a piece of rock and roll and blues history. I serviced as a psychologist, school psychologist, Marbo, for 22 years. My wife is a middle school counselor in Gunnison. We lived there 29 years. So it's nice to keep this piece of history in Colorado and close by.
We like Joe Cocker. We love his music. We have always loved his music. And just the fact that we can be sitting in a car that he owned and driving it just is very exciting to us.
I asked Tom and Brenda what their favorite Joe Cocker song is.
You Are So Beautiful, because I always had a thought of my wife when that came out.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, that's a special one. That's just a lovely song. In fact, we were singing it yesterday in the kitchen together.
You are so beautiful. To me.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.